My guest at this time is retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney. He is also a Fox News military analyst. He rose to the number 3 position in the U.S. Air Force, serving as Assistant Vice Chief of Staff. He joins me today to react to President Obama's latest call for Congress to approve the closure of the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Congress has already declared, certainly the Republican leaders have declared, that that is largely a non-starter with them. And General, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks very much for having me, Greg.
The president today, speaking from the White House, gave a number of different reasons why he thinks that this is the right move to make, in addition to the fact that it was a campaign promise from 7 or 8 years ago now. Number one, he says that he believes that it's better for these detainees to be processed in the U.S. legal system rather than military tribunals, although he'll let some of those proceed. He says it would save us a lot of money. And then he also said this about how Guantanamo Bay impacts our national security.
For many years, it's been clear that the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay does not advance our national security. It undermines it. This is not just my opinion. This is the opinion of experts. This is the opinion of many in our military. It's counterproductive to our fight against terrorists because they use it as propaganda in their efforts to recruit.
What's your response to that, sir?
Well, that's absolutely false. And it's like, if you like your health plan, you can keep your health plan. There is no truth to that whatsoever. Most of the military people know that those people, there's a 30% recidivism rate, and those people going back are not motivated by being those at Guantanamo. They're beheading people because of their ideology of radical Islam, the Quran, the Hadith, and Sharia law. That's what motivates those people, not that they've got 100 and some odd people in Gitmo.
Well, how do we quantify this? How do we know exactly the impact that having this facility open for the past 14, 15 years has had on American national security?
It has had zero impact as far as a negative. It has been a very positive. When I went down there, there were over 600 detainees. Now they're down to 91 right now, and he's planning on transferring 35 more between now and the summer, so that'll get it down to 56. Now, that may mean that we can keep the facility smaller, but who knows? We may have to put a lot more in there, depending how the situation goes in the Middle East. And we ought to keep them there for the rest of their life until this war is over. We should not be releasing any of them.
General, the president, of course, saying when he wants to close this facility, he wants these terrorists or terrorist suspects to be tried in U.S. courts, and that means they're going to be held in the United States. Which is more concerning to you, that they would be on U.S. soil or that they would have the full rights that anybody else would have in this country when accessing the legal system?
Both. Why would we give fundamentally these detainees or prisoners of war, but not entitled to the Geneva Convention, why would we give them the rights of every American citizen? That makes no sense. What kind of president do we have that is basically aiding and abetting the enemy?
He says that we've been able to successfully prosecute a number of people, from the shoe bomber to Faisal Shahzad in Times Square, the underwear bomber. They're all locked away and they're not a threat to anybody. Does that argument resonate at all?
Well, it does, but they were not caught on the battlefield. If you're caught on the battlefield, then you should be treated as appropriately. We didn't let the German and Japanese POWs go before the end of World War II, did we? So why would we do this? Again, it doesn't pass the sniff test. It doesn't make sense. Why would we do this and encourage other future radical Islamists to think, well, it doesn't matter because even if I'm captured or something, they're not going to do anything to me? We need a deterrent there, and that's our problem.
Let me have you answer your own question. Why do you think he's doing this?
I do not know why he does all the things he did. Why did he exchange Sergeant Bergdahl for 5 four-star general equivalents? Why did he not respond in Benghazi and send reinforcements? We found out that there was a black operation going, moving weapons into Turkey and into Syria that ended up going to ISIS and al-Nusra, radical Islamists. Why did he flip to supporting radical Islamists at that time frame in 2012? I don't have those answers, except every one of them ends up with aiding and abetting the enemy.
Sir, as you know, the president is headed to Cuba next month as part of the restoration of diplomatic ties that were announced last year. The president going to meet with Raul Castro, and it's basically hailing this new fraternity between the two countries and the two leaders that had been on ice for well over 50 years. One of the things that, of course, we have demanded from Cuba is that they treat their own people much better and respect the human rights of their people, which, according to even Human Rights Watch, they are not doing. Cuba says in exchange for those sorts of things, they not only want the detention center closed, they want Guantanamo Bay back. Do you believe that the president is entertaining that at all?
I do. I do believe he is, and that's why he's trying to get that number down. And we do not want to give Guantanamo back. That is a valuable piece of real estate, even if it isn't a prison. It was a very important naval gunnery range that we had for many years. So we should not want to give that back. The American people have got to say to this president, enough, Mr. President. You are aiding and abetting the enemy. Why did you give $100 billion to the Iranians, which by their own admission, they said, well, we know that they'll be use some of that money for terrorism, acts of terrorism. That makes no sense to me.
Last question for you, sir. The Republicans say they won't go along with this. The president, at least for now, says he won't resort to executive action on this issue if Congress says no. What do you ultimately believe will happen?
Well, I think he's going to probably try executive action, and he's not going to have the money, although we have seen a very weak opposition party on the Republican side. But that's the phenomenon that Trump is now exploiting. And so it's going to be very interesting what he tries to do. He may try to break his pick and do executive action, and I don't know where he's going to get the money, but he's already violated the Constitution enough that people are asking, will he be tried when he leaves office for violating the Constitution? There are a lot of people talking about that now. Aiding and abetting the enemy is a very serious crime.
We'll certainly keep watching and calling on you for your expertise. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney, he is a Fox News military analyst. During his career in uniform, he rose to the number 3 position in the U.S. Air Force, Assistant Vice Chief of Staff. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.